Imagine a prayer so powerful it strengthens the weary, guides the lost back to faith, and brings peace to hearts burdened by grief. This is the Rosary. Hear how this prayer, beloved by Padre Pio, has touched lives in profound and surprising ways. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's testimonies may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Since this is the month dedicated to the Holy Rosary, I thought it would be the perfect time to share some of the touching stories that you, our dear viewers, have sent in about how the Rosary has shaped your lives. These testimonies show us that the Rosary is not just a set of prayers. It's truly a lifeline of grace. The first story comes from James, who wrote, "Thank you again for keeping Padre Pio alive. One of the pictures of Padre Pio I gave to my 95-year-old Italian mother-in-law. She keeps it displayed and was very happy with the picture. She said to us, when he was canonized, start praying to him as he is not as worn out from prayer as the older saints." Her saying this was quite a little chuckle for us. Although I have not been to confession for many years or attended Mass on a regular basis, I feel the prayers to Padre Pio and the Rosary have benefited my life immensely. What stands out for me here is that even when we feel far from the sacraments, the Rosary and the intercession of Padre Pio can still draw us closer to God. James, it's never too late to return to the sacraments, and Padre Pio is a wonderful guide on that journey. Thank you for your honesty. Our next testimony comes from Susan, who experienced the Rosary's power in a profound way through Padre Pio's intercession. Listen to this. "Your Following Padre Pio videos are wonderful. I forward them to many friends. When I placed Padre Pio's relic medal on my rosary, my husband, Gordon, immediately converted after 20 years of sitting on the fence. The couple who named their store after Padre Pio introduced him to us while we were on our yearly vacation in Cambria. The Lord called my husband home on September 21st, 2019, and every day I ask Padre Pio to intercede for his soul. May the Lord pour out his graces upon your ministry, and may the Blessed Mother keep you under her mantle. In Christ's merciful love, Susan." First off, thank you, Susan, for watching and sharing our videos. And what a beautiful story of grace. One simple gesture of faith, a medal placed on a rosary, became the turning point that brought Gordon back after 20 years. That's the power of the Rosary and Padre Pio's intercession. Now, let's hear from Noel, who speaks about the profound comfort the Rosary brings in times of deep grief. He shared, "After the loss of my beloved wife, it's the Rosary and Holy Mass that has given me the courage to persevere through these difficult times. It's not easy, though, but a voice keeps reassuring me. Just looking up towards the Holy Mother calms my heart, and there's a peace that prevails over me. Silently, my heart keeps repeating, 'Mother, guide me, have mercy on me, forsake me not that I may lose God.'" Noel's words remind us that in times of grief and trial, Our Lady never abandons her children. The Rosary may not take the pain away, but it gives us the strength to bear it and the reassurance that we are not alone. Thank you, Noel. Stories like Noel's remind us just how powerful the Rosary is. It gives strength in grief, peace in trial, and draws souls back to God through Our Lady. But for every Noel, there are countless others still searching for that same consolation. That's where you come in. When you join as a protected child of Padre Pio today, you make it possible for us to reach more souls with the hope and healing that Noel found in the Rosary. And in gratitude, you will be remembered in regular Holy Masses for your intentions, receive a personalized certificate, a photo of Padre Pio, his favorite prayer booklet, and resources to deepen your faith. This month, dedicated to the Holy Rosary, is the perfect moment to act. Don't wait. Become part of Padre Pio's mission now, and let Our Lady use your generosity to touch hearts in ways only heaven can measure. Finally, a viewer named Michael shared a touching story and a beautiful call to prayer. My late mother, God rest her, carried a little book of prayers with her. And when her health deteriorated in later years, she always wore the rosary around her neck. A couple of months after she passed away, I was back in my house and went into her room. As I crossed the threshold of the door, I got the most beautiful scent of what I can only describe as roses and lavender combined. I left the room and nothing, but as soon as I went back in, the beautiful fragrance was there again. Mom was very devoted to prayer, and I have no doubt that this scent was a means of letting me know everything will be okay, as I miss her every day. The rosary is so dear to our Blessed Mother, as is her $7, which, when prayed each day and meditated on for a few minutes, pleases her and her most blessed Son. We've all seen how cherished the rosary was to Saint Pio. It's indeed a most powerful weapon. Please continue to take a few minutes each day out of your busy lives and recite the rosary and the $7 to Our Lady. May the Eternal Father bless you and keep you all safe in His loving arms. Amen. If you have a story about how the rosary has touched your life, we'd love to hear it. Share your testimony in the comments section below or email us at info@followingpadrepio.org. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.